Senate Bill 143, an act to adopt the Uniform Environmental Covenants Act.
Is there a second? Senate Bill 143 has had a second reading. Are there any remarks? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the Senate. I think the most important thing to begin with on Senate Bill 143 is an explanation of how narrow it is and what a limited amount of real property is impacted by this bill. And in that regard, I would draw your attention to the bottom of the page one of the printed bill, the definition four of environmental covenant, which means a servitude arising under an environmental response project that imposes activity and use limits. And then if you just turn the page to the top of page two and look at definition five, an environmental response project means a plan of work, means a plan or work performed for environmental remediation of real property conducted under a federal or state program involving environmental remediation. Second, incident to the closure of a solid or hazardous waste management unit. And third, cleanup under a state voluntary cleanup program. In each case, you've got property that has been directly identified as polluted, that there's been a plan of remediation that's been entered into with the state or the federal government. So this does not impact any property which is not subject to an ongoing environmental remediation program. What the bill then does, right now there's no type of document listed in the Register of Deeds office that lets somebody searching the title to a particular piece of property know what the requirements are that the agency in charge has placed with regard to the remediation of the polluted property. Right now you have to have your own environmental, typically phase one, phase two, or phase three studies done. And this bill would let the agency and the property owner and any other affected persons that wanted to participate enter into an environmental covenant that would set forth the requirements of the Environmental Protection Agency with regard to that particular property, whether it's to maintain monitoring wells or to continue some particular program of remediation. That would all be put into this document so that, and would be filed with the Register of Deeds so that someone looking at potentially developing on, redeveloping a polluted area would know exactly what the rules of the game are. This is really a fair disclosure bill and really, and again, only impacts those properties where there is an ongoing or present environmental pollution problem. And I'd be glad to answer questions. I did put at everybody's desk about five pages from the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. This is a uniform state law, and I would urge your adoption of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 143?
Mr. President.
Senator Klochek.
Question of Senator Knutson.
State your question.
In your comments, you said that it was just a minute amount of land and property and everything. Could you give me a possible estimate how many dollars and how many properties or acres or buildings or whatever that this may affect in South Dakota?
Senator Knutson, do you wish to respond?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I don't have any idea how many active pollution sites we have in South Dakota. I know that in the city of Sioux Falls, for example, there's been some recent reclamation and rehabilitation of property along the Phillips to the Falls Avenue project that the city is hoping can be redeveloped. I assume in other parts of South Dakota there are similar projects where an ongoing cleanup has been substantially completed, but there are probably monitoring requirements remaining. And again, without this type of documentation, it's kind of a disincentive to developers to come in and try and work with those formerly polluted lands.
Senator Klochek, you have the floor.
Follow-up question, Mr. President.
State your question.
Senator Knutson, it's my understanding, is there just one other state that this has passed in so far? If so, is that correct? And then how many other states is this pending in or it's being introduced?
Senator Knutson.
Yes, this is, to my knowledge, has been adopted only by the state of Ohio, and it's pending in three other states this year, as far as I know.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 143. Oh, excuse me, Senator McNally.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the chamber. I do have a little bit of concern. I think that are we really getting the cart before the horse, so to speak? I'm not sure that it's necessary at this time that we pass this legislation. It does have some serious consequences, I think. There's some things that I have some real concern about. And in some sections, I really believe that it trumps the local government control on some issues. And I do have concern about that. It's one of these things that I wonder if a uniform legislation that was established for the entire United States really fits the state of South Dakota. So I have a lot of concerns, and I probably will vote no on the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration now of Senate Bill 143. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein?
Aye.
APA?
No.
Bartling?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Dempster?
Aye.
Genwald?
No.
Dunafin?
Aye.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Klocek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Linz?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
No.
Moore?
No.
Napoli?
No.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan?
No.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two bulls.
No.
Mr. President? Ayes 18, nays 17.
Senate Bill 143, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.